From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting an upbeat assessment on the assault on Mosul from the U.S. general that's coordinating the U.S.-led coalition support of Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces. Major General Gary Valesky telling reporters Wednesday they're making rapid initial progress against the Islamic State defenders.
Say the next 72 hours, we expect the Iraqis will continue some more operations from the Kurds to clear some more of that really defensive line, that limit of advance, and that the Iraqis continue in their push to Mosul. There's been a lot of questions about how long the operation would take. My assessment is the enemy always has a vote.
Valesky said the enemy's response thus far has been mostly indirect fire as they move back toward Mosul and defend the city they captured more than 2 years ago.
The enemy, as we've seen over the last few months, they're unable to seize any terrain. Their attacks have been attempts to spoil Iraqi security force maneuver, which they have been very unsuccessful in doing.
He estimates there are between 3,000 and 5,000 IS defenders in and around Mosul facing nearly 30,000 Iraqi and Kurdish fighters. Valesky urged them not to rush toward the city but continue their unrelenting pressure on IS defenders and said they will ultimately break. Former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba and four aides Wednesday were found guilty of trying to influence those testifying at their war crimes trial through bribes. The court said 14 key witnesses were coached about what to say. Bemba and the others were found guilty of conspiring to present false evidence. Judge Bertram Schmidt.
No legal system in the world can accept the bribing of witnesses, the inducement of witnesses to lie, or the illicit coaching of witnesses. Nor can the International Criminal Court.
Bemba appealing his conviction, an 18-year prison term handed down in March for his role in a campaign of rape and murder across Central African Republic. This is VOA News. Russia's humanitarian pause Thursday went into effect in the Syrian city Aleppo, allowing the sick and wounded to leave along with rebel fighters. President Vladimir Putin suggested in Moscow that he's prepared to extend it. Moscow announced Russian and Syrian warplanes halted their airstrike bombardment on Tuesday. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he doubts there will be any effort at a third U.S.-Russian ceasefire. He also warned even if Syria and Russia prevail in Aleppo, it won't change the fundamental dynamics of the conflict.
If you don't have a political settlement, you can't have peace. And so Russia needs to understand this is not making things better, it's making things worse.
He said the air attacks only radicalized the population. Russia has extended the length of Thursday's humanitarian pause from 8 to 11 hours. The two main U.S. presidential candidates, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, clashed again late Wednesday in their final televised debate in Las Vegas, ahead of November's election over gun rights, abortion, and immigration. Democratic nominee Clinton opposing mass deportation.
I don't want to rip families apart. I don't want to be sending parents away from children. I don't want to see the deportation force that Donald has talked about in action in our country. We have 11 million undocumented people. They have 4 million American citizen children. 15 million people.
Trump, her Republican counterpart, said border security is vital.
She wants to give amnesty, which is a disaster and very unfair to all of the people that are waiting in line for many, many years. We need strong borders. In the audience tonight, we have four mothers of, I mean, these are unbelievable people that I've gotten to know over a period of years whose children have been killed, brutally killed by people that came into the country illegally.
They also debated Russia President Vladimir Putin's influence, with Clinton calling Trump his puppet. The New York businessman responding by saying Mr. Putin has outsmarted his opponent while she was Secretary of State. North Korea appears to have another attempt to launch a medium-range ballistic missile. It was the second failed attempt in a week. Meanwhile, the U.S. and South Korea announced Wednesday a further strengthening of their security alliance against a nuclear North Korea. Ashton Carter, the U.S. Defense Secretary.
This includes our commitment to provide extended deterrence, guaranteed by the full spectrum of U.S. defense capabilities.
Two countries announcing creation of a high-level extended deterrence strategy and consultation group. U.S. military service member and an American civilian were both killed Wednesday in a shooting near a coalition base in the Afghan capital of Kabul. The shooter, an Afghan in army uniform, was shot and killed by international force members. Ukraine's President Poroshenko says an agreement has been reached on sending an armed European police force to eastern Ukraine to help enforce the Minsk peace accords. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.